Welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia, your neighborhood retirement cash flow strategist. You know, Mark and his team members at the True Wealth Group are on a mission to help you retire with confidence. You can call 800-7-MARK-72. That's 800-762-7572. Or visit retirementmark.com. You know, I'm looking at the website right now, and it's loaded with easy-to-understand financial information and free resources for you to download. Oh, and before I forget, a big thank you to those of you that have posted comments on Mark's blog at retirementmark.com. By the way, Mark, your post about how to stretch a Roth IRA has already received over 21 comments. You really struck a chord there.
Yeah, a lot of people probably don't understand that topic. So when you write something that's interesting, then people can stretch their Roth IRA, and that's the money that grows tax deferred, and you get it out tax free. And when you pass it to your kids, you want them to take the required minimum distribution, but no more than that, because everything left in there still continues to grow tax free. So it's just it's a good topic, and I love helping people learn things they didn't know about.
And you do that every week. Well, the wild ride on the stock market continues this year. Economist and Wharton School of Business professor Jeremy Siegel tells CNBC he's sticking with his earlier prediction that the Dow will hit the 20,000 mark this year, despite the recent instability.
We know that lower oil prices is good for the United States. A stronger dollar is actually also good. But there can be too much too fast. And I think the plummeting oil, the soaring dollar caused so much chaos in earnings projections. I mean, the real source of the decline in earnings estimates are those two factors, oil going down and the dollar going up. And I think what the market is seeing, maybe there's a little stability here. We've seen oil rally. We've seen the euro come back a little bit. And I think those two factors are able to anchor the market. And if we can get some stability in those factors, I think the market can move ahead from this position.
Well, Mark, do you agree with Professor Siegel? And is there a way that you can help clients take advantage of the gains that the market may have this year?
Well, I'd like to look at each client individually. And for some, some people can take more risk than other people. We get back to the risk versus safe that I always talk about. On the risk side, those are things that can go up and down in value. On the safe side, those are things that won't go down in value at all, and they can still go up. So let's just say you come to someone like myself. You had a retirement strategy session, and we did a stress test for you, and we determined how much you're going to have at risk and how much you're going to have at safe. Well, the percentage that's at risk, if it does go up, then you're going to actually have a higher percentage in risk than you had originally. So then you do what's called a rebalance. You can harvest those gains or reallocate some of those gains to the safe bucket. So now you still have the same risk versus safe that you had in the beginning. So that's the way I like to capture it. I like to capture the gains and then put it over to the safe. And if you do that a few times, all of a sudden you have as much money as in the safe as you started with. And then anything in the risk is just gravy.
Well, despite the upbeat reports about the economy, chief economist Steve Ricciuto doesn't think things are as rosy as others believe.
There's also this wrong concept I keep on hearing over and over again in the financial press about this acceleration in economic growth that isn't happening. Last month, we had a horrible retail sales number. We had a horrible durable goods number. We're likely to have a very disappointing retail sales number coming forward. This month, we've had a strong payroll number. We say everything's great. It's not great. It's running where it's been. It's been the same thing for the last 5 years. There's no improvement in the economy.
Well, Mark, do you agree? Are there ways you can deal with the changes in the economy and not have it adversely affect your nest egg?
Well, he actually talked pretty darn quick, didn't he?
Sounds like he was in a rush. It sounded like he had a swarm of reporters around him.
And it sounded like she tried to intervene twice, and he just went, kept going.
Been there. But, not with you. Not with you.
All right. So are there ways to deal with changes in the economy and not have it adversely affect your nest egg? Well, once again, you have to have a plan. You have to come in for a retirement strategy session, and we sit down and we create a plan. We figure out how much is at risk and how much is safe. We also need to figure out how much of what you make you're going to spend for your current lifestyle and how much you're going to push back up into the future lifestyle. Well, the money you're pushing back up into your future lifestyle, which is called financial capital, well, that can go up and down. So if you have some of your financial capital on the risk side and some on the safe, the part that can't go down, Well, the risk side, you have to be aware and you have to watch it. You have to also invest that wisely and be diversified, because in 2000, there was a 10% decline. In 2001, there was around 13% decline. In 2002, I believe the market went down around 26%. And then in 2008, it went down 38%. That's like the recent 14, 15-year history that we're looking at. And there were four negative years. There's one 0 year, and all the rest of the years were up. So you need to be prepared for a decline. Now, if the market was up in the late 90s, and all of a sudden in the next 3 years it went down, and then it was up, and everyone thought everything was perfect, then the real estate bubble burst, and then that affected people. 38 to 40% of the portfolio just went down, especially if they were all in risk. If it was in the safe, it wouldn't have gone down at all. So by doing that, you lower the risk on the downside, but you still have an ability to capture some of the upside. So basically the key is, we have a volatile time that we're in right now. We're in a lower interest rate environment. It's going up and down. No one knows when it's going to go down again. So have a plan, put the appropriate amount at risk, put the other amount in the safe part, and then you monitor it. You come in for a meeting, could be every quarter, could be twice a year, could be annually, depending on what you would like to do. So the key is, you need to have a plan. You need to come in for a retirement strategy stress test, and let's make your future income last until you do.
And that starts with a phone call. Get your complimentary, it's free, retirement strategy stress test by calling 800-7-MARK-72. Mark would love to sit down with you and your family. 800-762-7572. And speaking of family, you know, week after week, Mark is sharing strategies to empower you and get you ready to face your retirement and your financial future with confidence, because family is so dear to him. He had his family at the beginning of the show, his wife Marina, the kids Ian, Mia, and Liam. Well, when we're thinking about family, producer Hawk, his mom, they're very, very close. Tell us what you were telling us off the air about what your mom did recently.
Well, my brother, I've been telling my brother, it's like, well, you know, I'm doing this show with Mark Lumia, and he's talking about all these things that need to get planned. And I start asking my mom a lot of questions about, well, what happens here? My dad has Alzheimer's now.
Oh,
so she's taking care of him, and she's the most patient person in the world. And, I just want things to go well for her. So I told my brother, maybe you could get her to go and talk to a financial advisor. And so that's what he did.
Where do they live?
They're in Birmingham, Alabama. So he was able to take my mom to an advisor. She was able to ask a lot of questions that she didn't know the answers to. And, you know, when they came out of there, they felt a lot better. And they had kind of a plan on how this can work. You know, their house is paid for. And there's some things that she was really worried about that she was able to get answers to. And I think that's great. It just gives her a little bit more confidence that she's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody should try it. If you have any of those questions,
exactly,
you just need to go talk to somebody and get some of those answers. It'll make you feel better. Then it'll make you feel like doing that plan and coming up with a strategy. Because, you know, if you're just in the dark and you don't know where to go and what to think, you're never going to get started. So I think that's what happens. People put it off.
And I'm so glad that you shared that, because, Mark, that circles right back to your passion. Your passion every week is for people to get a second opinion. Don't just, you know, rest on, you know, in the shadows of thinking, oh, I guess I've done okay. This really means a lot to you.
Oh, absolutely. And remember what Ian said at the beginning of the show, it's never too late to start.
Right? That's right.
So that's the perfect thing. You know, I don't know how old Hawk's mother is, but
she's a 69.
And she went to see a financial advisor.
Right. Finally. 69. But it's never too late.
That's
though, right.
It's never too late. But then also what Mia says, it's never too early to start. It's actually
adorable.
It's better to do it early. But if you didn't do it early, that's not an excuse. It's still time to do it.
Yeah. And like with Hawk's mom, you know, she came out with great news. She was doing much better than she had thought. So it's not always, you know, like dreading going to the dentist. They're going to scold you. You know, there's those visits when you get the free toothbrush and they're like, all clear.
And now she's probably going to live longer. She has less stress because now she had some questions answered, and she's not worrying as much, right?
That's a huge part of it right there. And, you know, I'm just happy that they made that step. And, you know, now they'll get to go, you know, to the next step. And she's got a plan now, or at least an idea where to go. And that's what people need.
Yeah. It, every one of us need that. And it gives you so much confidence, and you can rest easy. Well, you know, we're going to shift gears and touch on pension plans. You don't hear much about pension plans anymore. There are 44 million Americans that still have employer pension plans. If you have a client that is in a pension plan, Mark, and they're worried that it might be frozen or terminated, what advice can you offer?
Well, pension plans is one source of income, but I like my clients to have multiple sources of income. You know, Social Security, if you delayed it to 7, you're going to have a bigger number. So it might be good to delay your Social Security to have a bigger Social Security income. You need to save for your future lifestyle. So you might have some financial capital that you can draw off of and have more income. But basically, you need to keep a close eye on the status of your plan. If you have a plan, a pension plan, you need to consult an expert on the health of your defined benefit plan. You also need to consider carefully whether your plan should be heavily invested in company stock or not. If it's too much in the stock of the company you work with, you might want to diversify out of that a little bit. Be prepared for the possibility of your plan coming to an end by funding another plan. You maybe start a Roth on the side. Or if you make it to retirement with your pension intact, get advice on whether you should take monthly income or take a lump sum. In this low interest rate environment, it might be better to take a lump sum because they calculate your benefits based on the interest rate at the time. So take your plan. You can do a trustee-to-trustee transfer to a traditional IRA. You'll have more investment options to choose from, and you'll have the control of the money. So if you have the money transferred and the company goes out of business and they cancel a pension plan or what have you, the money's already with you. So those are the things I would consider.
Well, you know, Mark Lumia realizes that you are in control of your money. He would love to offer you a complimentary retirement strategy stress test. Call 800-7-MARK-72, 800-762-7572. When we come back, who's the better investor, men or women? We'll let you know when the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia returns right after this.
Imagine having a retirement shield, something or someone who could help protect your assets by reviewing your retirement income and taxes. This bullish market has everyone nervous. It's high right now, but it will inevitably correct itself. What will happen to your retirement portfolio when it does? Mark Lumia and the True Wealth Group can be your knight in shining armor. From annuity investments to money management strategies, Mark's mission is all about protecting his clients. A shield emblazons his company logo, and he takes your retirement security seriously. Mark and True Wealth Group will give you an accurate picture of where you stand in your retirement planning. You want to protect your future. Find a retirement income specialist who wants the same thing. Call Mark Lumia now for your free portfolio review. 1-800-762-7572. That's 1-800-762-7572. Or visit retirementmark.com.